After weeks of legal arguments and public debate, the FBI says that it was able to break into the encrypted iPhone of San Bernardino killer Syed Rizwan Farooq. And the government did it without Apple's help. Just a week ago, the agency said an unnamed party claimed to have a way around Apple's iPhone encryption, and apparently it worked, so the FBI is dropping the case against Apple, which would have forced the company to help weaken the phone's security. So let's dig in deeper on this and turn to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Eric Hesseldahl is senior editor at Recode, and he's following the story and joins us now. Hi there, Eric.
Hi there.
So first of all, tell us a little bit more. I mean, what more do we know about how, if anything, the FBI was able to work around Apple's encryption?
We know they were able to work around Apple's encryption. We know that they were able to retrieve some information from the phone. And what we know about it literally stops there. There was a background call yesterday with the law enforcement officials and reporters, and they basically said, that's all we're going to tell you, and that's about it.
So we don't know who, we don't know how, and we don't know what they got. Okay. But has the government said that now that this is possible, that they might use it again in future cases?
They wouldn't say that either. They were very clear and said that their intent at the moment was to focus on the Farooq phone, the San Bernardino shooter's phone, and pursue their investigation wherever it leads. They haven't even given us a color as to what was contained on it or where that might lead, or whether they're going to disclose the means or the method that they used to Apple or anyone else in the future. It's all very mysterious at this point.
Understandably so, because this is an active investigation. But if you're Apple, though, we'll talk about the legal side of things in a minute. But if you're Apple, aren't you left a little concerned that some unnamed, unknown third party was able to find a way around Apple's encryption, at least for this iPhone 5C?
In my judgment, yes. Apple hasn't given any inclination or hasn't suggested that they are going to, you know, make any changes. But, you know, Apple is Apple and one of the most technologically sophisticated companies in the world. And so it is constantly looking for ways to, you know, improve its security. So whatever it can learn about this method through its own research or through its own third-party inquiries, it will, in my judgment, probably revise the iOS operating system in the future to work around it.
Mm. In fact, you recently updated your Recode report on this to include an Apple statement where Apple says that we will continue to help law enforcement with their investigations as we have done all along, and we will continue to increase the security of our products as the threats and attacks on our data become more frequent and sophisticated. But Eric, so let me ask you, legally, Apple is claiming this as a victory because they said they stood up in court to resist the FBI's injunction on them, and now they won that case. Well, I mean, I guess the FBI has dropped that request.
The FBI has dropped it. And what's really the onus here is on the FBI and on the Department of Justice and the government generally to prove in future cases, I think, that they have really exhausted all the technical means. The one question that I never actually got to ask anybody in reporting this story was, did the FBI ever take this phone to, say, the National Security Agency, which has a lot more sophisticated technical means? There are things like zero-day vulnerabilities and other technical means. These are really the nerds of government, and they have these capacities that the FBI probably doesn't have. You know, did they exhaust all those means?
Right. So, Eric, for the nerds listening to hear now, or the would-be nerds, zero-day vulnerability, what does that mean?
Zero-day vulnerability, the phrase has to do with the number of days that that someone whose system is attacked, whether it's a phone or a computer, has to mount a defense. I liken it to having let's say I know about a secret door into your house that you don't know about. If I tell you about it, you're going to lock it in. But until that time, I have free access to your house to come and go as I please. So zero-day vulnerability is very much like that. You have 0 days to mount a defense until you know about it, at which time you're going to lock it down. Mm. So that's what a zero-day vulnerability is, and they're often traded on the black market. They're very expensive. Sometimes nation states, including the United States, have used them as weapons to sabotage the systems of our enemies. So it's kind of a sensitive topic there. But the NSA probably has some zero-day vulnerabilities in store for all sorts of systems.
Now, overall, Eric, what kind of precedent has this battle between FBI and between the FBI and Apple set in terms of how the tech world and the government interact on terrorism cases?
Well, it may have burned some bridges or damaged them. I think in the short term, Apple and the FBI are probably not going to be on speaking terms in a meaningful way for a while. Apple has always said that it's willing to assist to the extent that it can, but it's also very absolutist on encrypting the data that travels on the phone, that is stored on the phone, that is stored in the iCloud system. And the tech industry had to kind of get behind Apple. They had to think about it a little bit first. But the precedent that didn't get set this time was that Apple could be forced to open up the phone via court order. That itself is an important precedent that did not get set, at least not this time.
One also wonders if a future judge might tell the government, try every means possible, because they've already proven that they didn't need Apple, at least in this case.
Exactly. I'd like to think that judges will be more skeptical the next time a government agency tries to make this sort of argument.
Well, Eric Hesseldahl is senior editor at Recode, talking to us about the latest twist in the battle between the FBI and Apple to decrypt the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone. Eric, thanks very much.
Thank you. Anytime.